You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
All right, there you have them now with the play-by-play call on USA365.com. Here's Frank Sprankle.
Thank you so much, Dave Woodworth, and good evening and welcome inside the Bulldog Gym where the second season begins for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their home gym, as mentioned. The final of three first-round games that started last night with East Chicago Central winning 63-43 over Highland. Munster in the first game here tonight winning over Lake Central 57-44. Both winners were designated road teams at the top of the bracket. Crown Point, the designated team at the top of the bracket as well. So we'll be 3-for-3. We'll find out within the next hour and a half to 2 hours. Front court right as the Crown Point Bulldogs work with the ball off the tip-off. Here is Snodgrass triple it up from the top of the key for three, and Sam Snodgrass gets the Bulldogs on the board, 3-0. A good start for Crown Point, who 8 nights ago defeated the same Morton Governor 66-36 here at Crown Point High School. Front court to the left for the designated home team on the board, the Morton Governors. They are in there all right with Dumas starting the drive. Dumas, a hook shot in the lane awkwardly as it rolls in. Rolled in off the back iron, so Brian Dumas gets Morton on the board, and Crown Point works in transition. Still up 3-2 as a steal. Here's a steal by the Morton Governors. Miguel Burns counted off the glass, and Burns drives the basket. Burns was the leading scorer in the matchup on February 19th with 12 points and comes up with a bucket there and a foul on the other end in the Crown Point front court. 6:51, a minute and 9 gone by for the game. The Class 4A Sectional 1 opener from Crown Point High School. A foul, as it's called, on number 2, Marcus Hardy, the sophomore. A very young Morton Governor's squad. Here's a pull-up 3 from the right corner, near side. Snodgrass can't get it. Plenty of air felt in transition. Here's Morton. A bad pass that was not deflected. They're going to say Morton last touch. So we'll go to the Crown Point Bulldogs with a minute 17 gone by and a 4-3 Morton Governor's advantage. Crown Point in their red on red, white numbers front and back, even though they are playing in their home gym, the Bulldog Gym, on this Wednesday night. The ball stolen away by Morton coming up with the steal. Lytle, as here comes the Morton Governors in transition. Miguel Burns left to the key, had it blocked by Snodgrass in the leaping rebound, controlled Sam Decker. Crown Point front court white in a hurry. Here is Gerald Demas down low and counted for Gerald Demas. The 6'3 senior comes up with his first basket and the Bulldogs regain the lead. A 5-4 advantage on the Morton Governors. Miguel Burns the pitch for Marcus Hardy into the front court left. The Crown Point Bulldogs in a 2-3 zone. Hardy with the right-handed dribble, circles in between the circles. Burns holds his dribble, now starts to dribble at the far sideline with the right hand, countering on Snodgrass. Miguel Burns, left-handed dribble. The pitch for Marcus Hardy to the near wing left side, right in front of Clint Swan. Here is Ferguson. Ferguson tripped up, and they're going to say a foul on the Crown Point Bulldogs. It's Matt Hanlon called for the Bulldogs' first team foul. To that effect, his first personal and non-shooting for Morton. That will allow Ahmad Ferguson to bring the ball inbounds from the far sideline near the timeline. Ferguson, a 6-foot junior guard for the Morton Governors. Front court left, work the Governors. Right-handed dribble by Dumas. Motions with the left hand. At the time, in between the circles. Now a pitch as counted right of the basket for Marcus Hardy. And Hardy in the scorer's book. The 6-5 Morton Governors lead. Crown Point in transition. Front court right. Try to drop it down low for Decker in the lane. And there was contact from behind by Dumas. And Dumas called for his first personal. Second team foul for the Morton Governors. The 6'2 senior Dumas called for the contact. A forward. Non-shooting for Crown Point. Ball brought in baseline to the far side right by Hanlon. Outside to the perimeter. Sammy Krutz with the holds his dribble. Feeds it for Matt Hanlon. A return for Krutz. Now Gerald Dumas with the left hand at the left elbow or the near elbow right side. Here's Sam Snodgrass. Snodgrass pitches it for Gerald Dumas. Once a three right elbow near side. Can't get it to drop. And plenty of air felt. Gerald Dumas fighting for the rebound. Had it poked away by the Morton Governors. Here's Lytle in transition. Too strong, but Hardy trying to put it in. Rails around the iron. No. Good scoring opportunity for the Morning Governors. They cannot cash in. And here come the Crown Point Bulldogs in transition. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Hanlon can't get it to drop in the leaping rebound. Hardy. Here comes Morning in transition. A one-bounce pass to Ahmad Ferguson in the lane. Too strong. And it's going to go the other way to the Crown Point Bulldogs. A foul on the Morning Governors. Their third of the half. And Brian Dumas called for his second personal. So non-shooting for Crown Point. It looks like Kayshawn Praver, 6'4", the biggest player for either team in terms of size, dressed up here tonight. So Crown Point in transition as Morton trying to apply a trap defense in their own backcourt. Crown Point able to get into the front court. Here's Krutz, the feet for Decker, right to left as he can't get it to drop, and the ball loose, and it comes into the hands of Praver, who uses his 6'4 frame to his advantage. Rebound Morton, and we have a palming the ball, it looks like, will go the other way to the Crown Point Bulldogs. With 4:06 opening quarter, the Morning Governors holding a 6-5 edge. This is a different Morning team than what Crown Point saw 8 nights ago. Crown Point works with the ball, front court right. Krutz at the left elbow far side, now from the 3-foot line. Decker can't get it to drop. Hardy, the flat-footed rebound, and here comes Miguel Burns working the point. Burns slows down the tempo, right-handed dribble into the front court left. White on white with red numbers front and back for the Morning Governors, as mentioned. Bottom of the bracket, that's right of the home team. Here's a three by Light, by Praser. Can't get it to drop from the left elbow near side. And we have contact, a foul upcoming. And they're going to say DeMarcus Hardy called for his second personal. So four team fouls for Morton. A 6-5 Governors lead with 3:38 opening quarter. Crown Point, non-shooting foul. They will work the ball the length of the floor. Ty Smith into the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs, getting a lot of playing time off the bench. A sophomore, Smith. Smith starts to drive, pitches it out. Decker, left of the key. Decker almost traveling, now in the lane. Krutz, as Krutz draws contact in the lane. So a foul on Morton. That will be their fifth team foul. And they're going to say the foul on John Lytle, the 6'1 sophomore. Five team fouls for Morton. They are 2 under the penalty. Does come in the act of shooting. Krutz at the free throw line counted on the first. Krutz, his first point of the night, looking for the back end, which would give him his second. The 6 all between Crown Point and Morton. Make it 7-6. The Bulldogs with the advantage. Krutz hits both. 3:23 in the downward spiral clock. Opening quarter in the game. Darian Pikes for the Morning Governors. Here is Burns. Baseline jumper from the right. Counted for Burns. So Burns with 4 points on 2 field goals. Front court right for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Trailing 8-7. Decker met a double team at the left elbow. Far side. Loses the handle. And they're going to say Decker called for a travel. So we'll go over to the Morning Governors with 3:03 opening quarter. An 8-7 advantage for Morton. Burns works the point, slow walk into the front court, down the center, right-handed dribble, motions with the left, now switches back to the left hand. Here's Burns down low, and he draws contact underneath the basket. So a foul on the Crown Point Bulldogs. They're going to say Sam Snodgrass called for his first, the team's second. Comes in the act of shooting. Miguel Burns already 4 points, will try to look for his fifth. Shooting to our left. Three dribbles at the charity stripe. Holds his dribble, eyes the basket, lets it go on an arc. Nicks the iron on the first. No roll of the dice. Tyreek Silas checking in for the Morning Governors as taken a seat. John Lytle. Burns trying to hit the back end as he comes up off the back iron. No. Snodgrass, the leaping rebound, and Crown Point clears. Working their offense from left to right in the front court right. Sammy Krutz at the left elbow, far side, right hand to dribble, switches over to the left. Krutz tries to pitch it outside for Gerodimus. Gerodimus, an excellent shooter from beyond the arc. Now Ty Smith at the right elbow near side. Crown Point looking to regain the lead. Decker loses the handle as he was driving in the paint. And here comes in transition Ferguson. Ferguson lost the handle, gets it back at the top of the key. Miguel Burns will reset the offense for the Morning Governors. 2:18, downward spiral clock, opening quarter with Morton looking to extend their advantage beyond a point at 8-7. Pikes in the game, left-handed dribble. Pikes starts to drive. lets it go off the back iron, and the rebound controlled by Crown Point. Decker with the rebound. Here's Ty Smith. Smith into the front court right in the red on red with white numbers front and back. There's Gerald Demas fighting for the basket. Counted for Gerald Demas from right of the basket. Awkward shot, but Gerald Demas has two field goals, given 4 points. The Bulldogs, more importantly, a 9-8 advantage, 1:45 and counting, opening quarter. Miguel Burns with the left-handed dribble, switches over to the right. The line pitch for Pikes. Pikes with the left-handed dribble at the top. Feeds it over for Prather. Prather 6'4" and all. Now Ferguson for Prather. Here's Burns. They'll try to find the right shot. No shot clock in high school basketball. Here's a drive from the right baseline and an offensive foul called on Kayshawn Prather, the 6'4" senior. That's the 16th foul for Morton. They are one under the penalty. Non-shooting is checking into the game. Patrick Driver. Morton does like to use their bench and go deep on it. So coming up on a minute 20 and counting, the Crown Point Bulldogs already with the advantage, looking to extend it to one possession to form a three, maybe even two possessions if they can hit a tray. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morton in the corner. It looks like Patrick Driver making contact. So Crown Point will retain possession in their own front court. Ty Smith will bring the ball inbounds. Baseline to the near left side, right near the corner. Smith finds a handle for Snodgrass. Snodgrass holds his dribble at the right corner near side. Counters on a double team as the ball sails out of bounds. And last touch, Crown Point will go to the Morton Governors with 106. Opening quarter, Crown Point a 9-8 lead. It's been a seesaw opening quarter here from the Bulldog Gym in this Class 4A Sectional 1 opening round matchup of the Indiana High School Athletic Association Tournament. Inside the final minute of the opening quarter, Miguel Burns starts to drive, pitches it out. Here is Driver for Burns in front of the basket. Burns too strong and the leaping rebound. Ty Smith, and we have a tangle up jump ball as Burns and Smith were tangled up. The possession arrow favoring the Morton Governors with 48 seconds.
You know, it's favoring Crown Point.
Oh, Crown Point. I was looking at the arrows that Morton.
Yeah, they switched it over there.
Yeah, they got to switch it over. Or is it? The officials are going to the scores table. I don't think they know who the position arrow favors, Dave. It says Morton. Crown Point is in place to bring the ball inbounds. That's the one rule, Dave. I've said this once and I'll say it again. I hate the jump ball arrow in high school basketball and college.
Well, the arrow is pointed towards the Bulldogs' offensive basket. But actually, it means since Morton is actually on the right side of the scorer's table, that's why they've got the possession arrow. So you were right the first time, Frank. Morton possession, throw-in.
Patrick Driver to bring the ball inbounds, baseline in the near side. Pikes with the ball at the right elbow near side. Pikes starts to drive and draws contact as he was driving from right of the basket. Foul on the Bulldogs. And it looks like they're going to get Jiro Demas for his first personal. The Bulldogs third with 42.6 non-shooting. Crown Point only three fouls in the opening quarter. They are four under the penalty. Front court left the Morton Governors as Driver from the free throw line can't get it to drop. Leaping rebound, Ty Smith. And Smith into the front court left at the logo, dead center. Right-handed dribble right to the basket. Nice pitch for Decker and counted off the glass for Sam Decker. Decker with his first 2 points in the Bulldogs, a one-possession lead in the form of a three at 11-8.
Beautiful feed there by Ty Smith.
Yeah, beautiful assist. Front court left as Miguel Burns works the point. Left-handed dribble, motions with the right, comes near the scores table. Now with the right-hand dribble, starts to drive right to the basket, lets it go, leaves it short. The rebound controlled by Janinga, by the Crown Point Bulldogs. And Janinga with the rebound. We have contact right at midcourt, a foul. As they're going to say, Miguel Burns called for the foul. That's his first team, his first personal. And that's the seventh foul for Morton as a team. So that will allow Crown Point to go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Janinga shooting to our right.
Was that Janinga that put the ball into the hoop from the midcourt line after the whistle.
After the whistle. Unfortunately, it doesn't count, Dave.
It looks good, though.
But he gets free throws for consolation. Come on, Dave.
Hey, he needed some shooting practice anyway.
Here's the first of the 1-1 counted for Janinga, the 6-1, 167th senior. His first point of the night, the Crown Point Bulldogs. The biggest lead at 4, the first two-possession lead for either team, as Janinga will look to make it a 5-point advantage. Second free throw coming, arcs it up, and doesn't drop in the second, and the rebound controlled by Morton, and that will do it for the opening quarter, and the Crown Point Bulldogs, a closely knitted contest, lead the Morton Governors 12-8 at the end of the first quarter in this sectional opener. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? Do you have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.